tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today the very lovely, the very talented, the very brilliant Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a while. Of course, I missed you.
I know.
Last time you were in because we were out gallivanting around.
Yes, you were. You were having fun.
Well, we don't get to do that too often.
Oh, it feels good to do it once in a while, though.
You know, you're a business owner, yep. A realtor. It's like owning your own business.
Yep. Vacation, we usually don't go over spring break because I get busy by then. So we usually sneak the kids out of school in February for a little bit just to go somewhere or do something. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, we have to enjoy it when we can.
Yes, we do.
But how are sales in your office this week, Christy?
It's going good. It's got the normal lull of a little slower than normal right before the week before school starts, and then it usually picks up right afterwards. So there's been a lot of listings coming on in the last month. I think a lot of sellers are putting them on, knowing that the fall market picks up again. Gosh, we've got some good listings. I've got a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-story with a basement townhome. It's a twin home. No association. That's $234,900.
$234,000 for a 4-bedroom?
4-bedroom, 3-bath. It's got 3 bedrooms up, a loft, and then it's got, the main floor, and then it's got a whole basement with another 4th-bedroom family room. And it's it's big. It's 2,100 square feet.
That is.
Yeah. So that's a nice one. We've got a nice Rambler on Pine Street that has a lot and a half. So it's got a 1-car attached garage, and then it's got an extra half lot on the side with a cutout on the street. So if somebody wanted to add another big 2-car garage or 3-car, they could.
Wow.
Nice lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $239,900.
Boy, those are the sweet spot as
yes.
far as, you know,
yes, I
prices.
Know. I'm shocked they're not gone yet, honestly, but it's just that lull time happened, I think. A gorgeous 2-story home on a pond on Melville Circle for $359,900. Very, very, very nice house. Let's see, 198th Street Circle. We've got a new country listing on 3-ish acres. Huge Rambler, almost 2,000 square feet. Basement's unfinished, but it's a very, very wooded lot. And that's $379,900. Eagle Bluff, 2-story, backs to the walking path. Mm-hmm. And so you have from upstairs some views of the river. And it's a huge lot, 5-bedroom, 4-bath, over 4,400 finished square feet house for
$450,000. Wow.
I know. We got a lot.
You could get lost in that.
I know. And then we have a gorgeous 2-story home in the country on 5 acres, all paved roads with outbuildings, that this house is set up for a business. Somebody who's got a landscaping business, sprinklers. They added this incredible building with in-floor heat and a circulation thing, concrete extra driveway from the road just to the business area for the outbuilding, and then an extra building. So they call it the little man shed and the big man shed.
Okay.
The little man shed has a bar, half bath. They're both insulated and heated. You know, it's just really nice. That's a little spendier. That's $799, but for somebody who's got a business, I think they should really check it out.
Wow. How can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
Well, they can call 651-216-4676, or you can stop by our office. We're on the frontage road of where the library is.
Where the old east of where the old Target was.
Yes. Oh, we got one more. Sorry, one coming
okay,
up
yep.
here. On Jefferson, 1-level townhome with a sunroom. These people completely gutted the 1990s look, and it looks like a brand new construction. It is gorgeous, top of the line. You walk into it and you think it's a model new construction, and that's coming on at $299,900.
Wow.
Yeah.
So another number to get a hold of you would be 651-437-2121. That's Edina Realty's main number, and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yep.
You know, that's a good way to do it.
Absolutely.
So. Wow. Well, let's get to our topic of the week. Which projects add the most value for resale? That's a question that I think is on everybody's mind. You know, when you put some money into your house, unless you're going to stay there for a long time, which ones can you get the best return on? Because well, it does make a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. And, you know, I've been out to several homes, you know, over this summer, and a lot of them just needed a paint job. Quite a few, I think we had one, two, three, four of them that had wallpaper that was very dated.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been lucky enough to have a contact that I've been hooking them up with, who for a good price has been removing wallpaper and
painting. Because that isn't fun.
Yes, and he's been pretty cheap, and I'm like, wow. He's been a really good resource, but the guy's going back to school, so he's only available for really small jobs on some weekends now, and so I'm like, darn. So if anybody out there does that kind of stuff, contact me, because I've given his, and he's painted. I think I've probably given his name out to 10 people over the summer.
Wow.
In fact, I had him do a bedroom and a couple of baths. So, you know, it's good to have contacts. Call us if you need contacts. So that is a good one. I mean, we've had several houses where one was a 1980s condo, and it just had wallpaper everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And that was the in thing.
Yes,
then.
It was. But the buyers nowadays, you know, they go into these model homes, they see all this gray and white woodwork, and they're in love with that look. And it doesn't mean everybody's got to do that, but you need to tone down colors that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go into some houses, and I'm so appreciative of this one gal who's helping an older seller that we've been working with. And she really helped us with her to get it muted down, because she had really bright stuff and a lot of what I call tchotchkes in the house. And she helped her and said, you know, we just got to pack all this stuff away, because it's hard sometimes coming from us. You know, we don't want to offend people, but it really helps to neutralize your home. So paint, get rid of wallpaper. Those are probably the biggest things. Floorings are huge. You know, you want to make sure that they're in good shape. We've had a lot of people, if there's smells, we've got some good contacts for people to get new carpet, and we suggest certain colors or whatever to get it neutral. Kitchens, boy, we've got one house right now that it's an old house, but they redid the kitchen, and it, I mean, I've heard from people it's the best kitchen they've seen. I mean, just gorgeous. They did a great job on this kitchen. And those pictures, I mean, when other houses are not getting showings, we've had it on the market a week, and we've had 20-some showings. It's the kitchen pictures.
Wow.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. And it just actually sold here, so, you know, subject to inspection. But if you want to know what to do in your kitchen, you know, I was at a 1970s house earlier this spring, and the cabinets were that old mahogany. They didn't look the greatest, and we suggested painting them. And they did, and they listened, and it sold right away.
Really?
And so it just depends on the condition. I mean, I'm not a paint your cabinets every time type of gal. I mean, I struggle myself with, do I want to paint my own? You know, I go back and forth, because, you know, I've got that same look that, you know. But these young buyers, if you've got a house that's going to be a young buyer, they tend to like.
Really? They don't. When they're building homes now, do they not use as much woodwork, you know, the staining of the woodwork? They just paint
not
it?
Not much. I mean,
really? Okay.
I've been in a network group with Benke Woodworking, and he said probably, I think it was maybe 70-80% of their cabinets are all painted now that they're doing in new houses.
Wow. Yeah.
So it seems to be the big trend right now. If you look at all the model homes, if you go, sometimes you'll see darker woodwork, like, you know, or a little bit darker, not super dark, but sometimes you'll see that mixed with white wood. So it's kind of a mixture of the both.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just the white. And I'm seeing more islands that are gray color.
Well, I have to say, you sold us our current home.
Yep.
And when we remodeled it, we used the all-painted cupboards gray, and the island is gray, and with the white,
You know, one time my daughter and I decided, I think it was last summer, we decided, let's go look at some expensive open houses in Woodbury. And so I pulled up on the MLS open houses and saw some million and million and a half dollar houses. Ooh. And we just went for fun one weekend because we didn't have much going on. And we went and looked at some houses. I was shocked. They were all gray cabinets in a lot of these houses.
Really? Yes. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, trends. Yes. Is it a trend? Will it stay? The white cabinets have been around for a long time. You know, if yours are older, call us. Let us give you some advice on whether it's worth doing that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go too trendy. You know, you want to keep it, you know, so mm-hmm. it's not something that goes out in a few years either. I know there was a trend for a while of getting them really, really dark, almost black. Well, that's gone.
Okay.
So,
doesn't the lighter colors like that tend to make the room look more vivacious, more alive, as opposed to, you know, the mahogany? Well, while it does have somewhat of a little status, you know, status symbol attached to it, still a kitchen that looks white or gray appears to be maybe cleaner and more bright. You know what I mean? Instead of dull and dingy. I hate to use those words.
Yeah, it's there's things you can do to update your house very inexpensively. You know, light fixtures. Change some of the brass. Get rid of the brass. You know, I go into a lot of homes, and this one gal was so wonderful because the, you know, seller hated that she wanted her to change lights, but she talked her into it, and they changed some, and it updated it immensely.
Okay.
You know, knobs in a kitchen. You can get a 25-pack on Amazon for $30. I mean, change your knobs. Get them to oil rub bronze or like a brush nickel or something. Get away from brass. That's just, get it up. It makes a huge difference, and it's so cheap and easy to do. You know, so there's some easy things. Change out some faucets. You know, you can do a couple updates in a bathroom. Just a new counter might be amazing.
Okay.
I know somebody who got new counters in the kitchen. He said he bought them himself, put them in, $300.
What?
I mean, it was a small kitchen, but I mean, plain countertops, not granite, are not that expensive. Maybe $800. You know, you could probably get them done in a kitchen, usually for under $1,000.
And don't they have some really nice, you know, granite is, there's a lot of upkeep to granite, isn't there?
Yeah.
As opposed to some of these other, I don't want to call them plastic, but there's other names for them.
Quartz.
That's it. That kind of stuff.
Orion, quartz. Quartz is probably about the same price as granite.
But the Orion.
But it's man-made, so it's, or, you know, it's not, you know, a stone that has as much upkeep. I actually got quartz. I got a DuPont product in my house that we did because... you know, and there's always sales on certain colors and stuff going on. In fact, So, I mean, there's different ways to do it. But, you know, I just suggest that you have us come out, talk about what things need to really be updated. Because you always got to think resale. Even if you're 5 years out, don't spend money on things that aren't going to bring back your money.
What do you see as, now that's kitchens, what do you see in, like, bathrooms?
A lot of people are getting, like, granite countertops and getting, you know, like, you can go to places that do granite and they have pieces that weren't used in a kitchen that are, like, leftover pieces that they can do small countertops pretty inexpensively. So, what are they called? Remnants or whatever.
Okay.
Something like that. If you can do that and update a bathroom, if your cabinet's kind of old, paint it and put a nice countertop. You can frame a mirror if the mirror's kind of ugly. Change a light fixture. Put a new update it just easily like that. So there's some very easy things that you can do to make it updated.
Okay, so a bathroom isn't the saying that your kitchen is the most expensive to update, but you get the most return?
Yeah.
And then bathrooms would be next?
Yeah, I'd say kitchens and baths are where you want to spend your money. I mean, obviously, if you're floorings and you have pets and you need to do that too. That and wallpaper. I hate to say that. I can't say it enough, but it just is something that just buyers hate. I showed a house that was a very nice split entry, and they'd removed all the wallpaper in their house except the foyer. And the buyer walked in and he goes, "Ugh, wallpaper." And he kept talking about it throughout the whole house.
Really?
And I was just like, that really?
That was his immediate impression.
I'm like, it's one little foyer. You can take that out mm-hmm. in a couple hours. But nope. Mm-hmm. And so those sellers now are removing that wallpaper.
Wow.
Yep.
They are finicky.
Yes,
but, you know,
buyers are finicky.
If you're going to spend that kind of money, you have a right to get what you want.
Yeah. I mean, these young buyers may even want to close on Friday and have a party Sunday night. You know, they don't want to come walk in and have to do a million things. I think they get better deals if you get somebody who has a vision and can do those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that just can't.
What is more common now? It used to be years ago if you had to have a tub in the house somewhere. Are showers more, I mean, are the tubs a thing of the past?
You know, we just listed that really nice townhome on Jefferson, and they took out a tub and did a walk-in shower on the main bath. I mean, it's gorgeous with mm-hmm. tile and stuff, but it's, and then the master bath has a shower, so it's just two showers. But I don't see it that often that people, unless they have little kids,
mm-hmm.
need a tub.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very rare.
For the, well, little kids or pets, if you have to give your dog
a
dog a bath.
Yeah. Never thought of that. Yes, we do use ours for that.
It's better than the kitchen sink.
Yes, yes.
Or the laundry tub downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Christy, how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676, or you can call our office at 651-437-2121. Ask for one of the Lundby Hill team. Stop by our office. We're right on the frontage road. Look us up on edinarealty.com under agents and put in Lundby or the Hastings office, and you can pull our emails up.
Mm-hmm. Now, quickly before we go, I just want to show the people what experts you are and what professionals you are. How long have you been in real estate, you and your family? Because your name is a long time Hastings
this
name.
Year was 25 years for me.
Wow.
I'm you know, I started when I was two.
Well, so. I was just that was you knew yeah. where I was headed.
Okay, right out of college, I literally took out a 4-year degree and then took a 2-week class in real estate. Is that that's pretty sad, but whatever.
No, that's neat.
No, I joke about that. There's a few stories with that, but yeah, I did. And then my mom's been 35 years, so she started when, gosh.
She was 26.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then Bill, my husband, started 15 mm-hmm. years. Wow. So we actually, what's funny is my mom was 35, I was 25, and it was like December, and he had to get his license before the end of that year so we could say that it was every 10 years one of us joined, you know.
That's neat.
So, yeah.
Well, Christy, it's been fun.
Yes.
And thank you very much, and we'll do this again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby from the Lundby Hill team. Again, if you want to get a hold of Christy, 651-216-4676, or you can call Edina Realty's Hastings office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone on the Lundby Hill team.